From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, October the 10th. After a back-and-forth with Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was waged Tuesday, 49ers corner Richard Sherman tried to close the book on the affair Wednesday by apologizing to Mayfield. After Monday's 49ers win, Sherman told NFL Network's Mike Silver that Mayfield refused to shake hands with him, which ignited his team. Video later surfaced showing Mayfield shaking hands with the Niners captains. "It's definitely my bad," Sherman told ex-Colts punter Pat McAfee on DAZN. "I never want anybody to have to deal with some stuff they didn't do, and so the questions he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already done? Sure, he'll get an apology for that." The NFL announced on Wednesday that appeals officer Derek Brooks upheld a 12-game suspension assessed to Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Colts tight end Jack Doyle during the team's Week 4 game. Burfict was ejected from the game, and in his suspension letter, NFL VP John Runyon wrote that the hit was, quote, unnecessary, flagrant, and should have been avoided. The decision by Brooks effectively ends Burfict's season. The Redskins are expected to turn back to Case Keenum, their starter through September, for interim coach Bill Callahan's first game in charge. Keenum missed last Sunday's game against New England, which was Jay Gruden's last, with a foot injury. Keenum was inactive, Colt McCoy started, and first-round pick Dwayne Haskins served as the backup for their 33-7 loss. The Chargers took yet another hit from an injury standpoint this week, with center Mike Pouncey headed to IR with a season-ending neck injury. He's the eighth player and third starter to land on IR for the team. Murphy's Law? Coach Anthony Lynn asked. Well, hell, we gotta go kick Murphy's butt. And finally, Jaguars owner Shad Khan told The Street on Thursday that he and star corner Jalen Ramsey had a heart-to-heart this week and that he believes Ramsey will play on Sunday. Ramsey requested a trade last month and has missed Jacksonville's last two games with a back injury. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.